in the last season of the service, we were lucky to invite our buddies back to our campus so we can actually play the badminton with my buddies, Joanna and Safrina. But there were some issues with the appointment of using the sports hall, so the plan has changed a little bit to cope with this issue. So what's different from last year? And I think also due to the COVID restrictions, we did not start our badminton session with warming activities, which is quite an important part before start doing any sports activities. So as a group, we decided to shorten the warming activity to about 5 minutes of just doing some simple stretching with arms and legs, so it will be less easy to have cramps when we play in badminton. So one challenge I have faced, and I think also with my buddies as well, was that it has been a long time since we played badminton. So we were kind of having slow progression in playing badminton for the first few weeks as we were graduating, getting our skills back on playing badminton. I think we also collaborate well in a way, by chatting and learning of each other's experience of the day, before and after the session, to see whether we need some adjustment or not on the badminton session, since we are really just focusing on our own bodies, so we can have a very flexible plan to make sure they are familiar with their badminton skill and do not feel any stressful about their skills. And it's also quite interesting to learn about the life of my buddies as well, like how they feel about their jobs and how do they so, and also their interesting events they have during the day. It's kind of getting to know their lives instead of just playing badminton with them, and to learn about their interests, so we can better know our athletes' lives.